Wir gerne sehen, was ist los? It's deinen Freundo, Seth. I'm learning German. Yeah, in case you didn't know what that was. That is me trying to impress you with the little German that I know. Right now, I am actually learning German. I took it in high school. I goofed off the entire time. I did some other language learning apps. They taught me things like where the taxi stand is and how to find a bus, but not a lot of conversational German. Thankfully, that's what Babbel is all about. Babbel teaches you language conversationally, which, let's face it, that is what you want to know anyway. I don't know. When I was in school, you learned like how to count. You learned like the colors. You learned the shapes. Those are all important things, but they don't help you when you're in like Cologne, Germany with Ein Nierenstein, which, by the way, is German for kidney stone, an experience I can unfortunately speak personally to. But I've been using Babbel to learn to speak German again, better than I have before. I actually really like it because it is conversational. It's a little bit more relaxed. One of the things that it does that I really like is it'll sometimes show you what the literal English translation is. And I don't know why, but I find that very helpful in sort of understanding the structure, the grammar of a language, and sort of putting myself into that mind space. Since I'm only in Germany for Gamescom, which is like a week, week and a half, I'm not immersed in the German language. I'm not immersed in German culture. So what I do is the second best thing. I'm taking Babbel. Hopefully this year when I go to Germany, I'll be able to impress all the Germans with how much German I know from learning through Babbel. The app has pronunciation recognition, so you'll be able to learn how to speak better with your accent, how to actually properly pronounce the words. That way you won't get made fun of by a group of older German men because you said apple strudel and not Apfelstrudel. No, it's really cool. I'm going to say right now there is a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now you can get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners, because you guys are the best ones, by the way, at babbel.com/realm. Get 60% off at babbel.com/realm. That is spelled babbel.com/realm. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hello there, Super Ninfriendos. It is I, your host, Seth Macy. Welcome to another episode of Nintendo Voice Chat. This is episode 682. We're going to tell you right now which Mario game is the best, and it's going to be official. It's going to go up at the Nintendo headquarters, carved into a block of granite where it can never, ever come down or be altered. Anyway, I am joined by industry legend Kat Bailey. Yeah! Welcome back, Kat. Missed you.
It's me, Kat Bailey, here to argue the case for Super Mario Bros. 3 again.
Oh, hell yeah. I love this. What nickname did I give you this with? Podcast mainstay, Jada Griffin.
Hey, that works since I haven't hit all of them yet. But soon I will be on a many, many more tease of what's to come. And I'm also here to argue that Super Mario Bros. 3 is not the best one because it's Super Mario World.
What? All right. Well, let's turn to the people's champion, Reb Valentine.
I have less feelings about Mario than most people, but I do have a special guest pal in the studio with me today who has some very strong feelings about the Mario franchise.
Look, Maui made it. It's me, Big Marie. Listen, I've never played a single Mario game. Someone told me there'd be food here. So,
Mario, yeah. They're like the same letters almost.
Okay.
Mario.
Shout out, I'm assuming that was Red who pointed the microphone down at Mareep's mouth, or was that you, Red?
That was actually me.
All right.
I like the Kevin Hart of the Pokemon world.
Name starts R-E. Oh, okay, cool.
Giant Mareep is here to say that Super Mario World is a bad choice for
13 Sentinels. Aegis Rim is a good game.
Okay. We have to do a short show this week, so we're going to jump right into it right now. We're going to do a tier list of the core 2D Mario games, D to S, and then we're going to see which one comes out on top. The reason behind this is obviously Super Mario Wonder comes out in 8 days. It comes out Friday, Ooh. October 20th. Our final preview is up right now on the site. This game has me very excited, more excited than I've been about a Mario game in a long time, actually. So, okay, I'm going to go chronologically. We're going to start with, and I have some question marks on a few of them because I don't know if they actually count. Anyway, Super Mario Brothers, the original for the NES. What do we think this, where do we think this falls on the tier
so,
rankings?
Just to establish things. So we have an S tier.
Yes.
An A tier.
Yes.
A B tier.
Yes.
Do they have names like the Mamma Mia tier?
Yes,
the M tier, M for Mario.
Now.
L is the bottom tier for Luigi.
Oh no.
The Waluigi tier.
So we have the S is the super.
The Wah tier.
We love Waluigi in this household.
Yep. Mama Mia is S tier.
Okay. Then we're never going to remember this.
I'm writing it down. I don't know if you could see me. I'm leaning over. All right. We'll just figure them out as we go. So, okay. Super Mario Brothers. Kat, where does Super Mario Brothers sit for you? What is your opinion on the ranking of this seminal Nintendo Entertainment System game?
Wow. That's a hard question. I think that it's hard to imagine a 2D Mario game that falls below A tier because most of them are really, really, really good, if not absolute classics. Mm-hmm. Contextualizing it within the actual Mario releases, I think that it's the A tier.
Okay.
Whatever the A tier would be. I guess that would be the Luigi tier.
Yes.
Because... I mean, Luigi always comes second, right?
Aww.
The original Super Mario Brothers, aside from being one of the most influential games ever, it's also just an amazing game to play in the year of our Lord, 2023. Mm-hmm. And aside from having a lot of like secrets, it has phenomenal platforming. And also the controls are so, so, so tight.
It is good.
A joy to just fly through that game. And it gets really nasty into some of the later levels. Every so often, I'll sit down and I'll play the original Super Mario Brothers, a masterclass in platforming design. I think it's an A-tier game.
Nice. I like that. Jada, what do you think?
I don't know what else to add to that. Like, that's pretty much, you know, nail on the head. Like, if you're a Hammer Brothers, you're hitting the nail right on the head with this one.
Yeah, it's hard because they're throwing them.
There are, and that just makes impressive. It all the more talent. Yeah. Like, just see more talent. If you can throw a hammer and hit a nail on the head and just hit it where it needs to go, that's amazing. Yep. No, I love the original Super Mario Brothers. I mean, like, I don't know, it kind of put Nintendo on the map, really.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Obviously, Donkey Kong did a lot of, you know, did some work at in the arcades and stuff to start, but, like, this was the real birth of Nintendo as a home entertainment console. Like, yeah. Like you can't, I don't know what bad you could say about the original Mario Brothers. It's not long enough. I don't know. Like it's great. I love
Even the graphics, simple as they are, look stylized in this day and age.
Yeah. It's beautiful. All right. So that's an A for you. Jada.
Yeah. I definitely put it in the A
right.
as well.
Reb, where are you at with the Ridge?
So there is a tier above A. We've decided there's an S tier.
Yes, the Mamma Mia is the tier.
I actually would go so far as to put this into Mamma Mia. And I agree with everything that's been said so far. But I think the point that I want to add to push it up one more is Mario is a series. I want to be careful how I say this. I'm not saying the series hasn't evolved over the years. It certainly has. They have done a lot with every subsequent Mario game that has come after for the most part. But... if you play, I haven't played Mario Wonder, but if you play like the most recent Mario games, New Super Mario Brothers U, Mario Maker, whatever, they are still built on the bones so closely of what was established in that original Mario game. Like they've added, you know, elements or tweaked things. They've evolved the level design, but they're still so functionally and fundamentally Mario. There's still so much what was established in that original game. They have not needed to deviate dramatically from that. And they have, how many years, how long has this series been going? And it's still extremely recognizable as that original Mario.
1986 is when that came out. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Like, I mean, not to bring in a controversial comparison, but like,
no, please do.
I don't know. Look at the Pokemon series. Like, even though you're still functionally doing the same things you were doing in Pokemon Red and Blue, if you look at Pokemon Red and Blue and you look at Pokemon Scarlet and Violet, those are two pretty dramatically different games. Mm-hmm. Like, that series has changed because they have felt the need to over the years. Mario has not changed in the same dramatic way because it has not needed to, because this game,
Turtle Tippin,
original
win.
Super Mario Brothers, is just functionally and fundamentally so good. People are still finding new ways to play it. People speed run it in like these, mm-hmm. these weird and intricate ways to like shave off like 0.001 of a second. This thing is timeless. I in 20 more years we're still going to be playing this.
100% agree. I also give this an S tier rank. I think this is, and the column this week is we all share our favorite Marios. And I honestly, I was thinking about it, and I think Super Mario Original might be my favorite Mario, for reasons you'll have to check by reading the column this week on IGN.com.
Really
so
good.
Yeah, so that's two for A and two for Mamma Mia. So Mamma the next Mia. One is a little bit shakier. It's Super Mario Brothers: The Lost Levels, which was originally only in Japan. It was the original Super Mario Brothers 2. It never came to the States because it's brutal. And then it finally did on the Super NES. Oh, why am I forgetting the name of the collection? The Mario
Lost Levels.
The Lost Levels. Yeah. So Kat, where do you put Lost Levels on the tier list?
I put it on the Wah tier.
Ooh, which one is that?
I don't know.
Oh my god, did Reb whip up a tier list for us?
Yeah,
yes, Red's he did.
Oh, there we go.
Thanks, Red.
Goated. So
yeah.
It's a D tier.
I guess the WA is the bottom tier, so yeah. I'm happy to put it down there. I think it's the worst of the 2D Marios. It's a much harder version of the original Super Mario Brothers with some new mechanics. I don't think it is held in generally very high regard within the core Mario community. No. It almost feels like a ROM hack, or like the early version of what you would call a Kaizo run for Super Mario Brothers. It's hard. It's really freaking hard.
It's hard and unfair, but yes.
So, yeah, it's just not the design, level design just is not as tight as what you would see in a lot of other Mario games. People who are true Mario scholars could probably really delve into the ins and outs of why Lost Levels / the original Super Mario Brothers 2 doesn't stack up. But generally speaking, I think it is not that great.
It's a wah. All right, Jada.
I'm right there with Cat in the Wah category. I don't know. I didn't get around to playing it until like the re-release, obviously, like most people. But I don't know. I was just kind of bored playing it. I was like, I've done most of this, and it's been done better in the original. Like, I just always would go back to play the original. I would boot this up to try it, and I'm like, nah, I'm just gonna go play one again, or you know, a different one. I just don't think it did some, I know they were trying to do some cool, interesting new things, but I just don't think it landed.
Okay. So that's another wah.
Wah.
All right, Reb.
Yeah.
Where do you sit?
I tried to play this once and just bounced off of it really hard. I think Kat's assessment of it is feeling a little bit like a fan game or a Kaizo game. I'd never thought of that before, but that feels really apt to me. That is I felt like I was playing something that was not authorized in some way.
Poison mushrooms, negative warps.
Yeah.
See, now I did like the poison mushroom idea, but like it's, thankfully, they did it better in future Mario games.
Yeah, it's not. None of it's a bad idea on its own, but just kind of the whole structure of it. And I don't know. It doesn't sit for me. And my argument earlier about everyone is still playing and still talking about Super Mario Brothers to this day. Nobody's playing this.
Yeah, I agree. Except for like speedrunners.
Yeah. Well, one person in the comments is going to be like, "I play this game literally every day." No, well, I'm happy you like it.
I am stoked. So if happy you play for this you. Game, if you consider this an S tier, like leave us a comment and tell us why. Argue your case. I would love to see that. Other than being like trash opinion, garbage, lame, IGN stupid.
Every game is somebody's favorite game, but this one is not mine.
Well, yes. This is my
make your case for Lost Levels.
Yeah, I would love, I would seriously, legitimately love to see some like impassioned pleas to like why this game is not a D tier, a Y tier. But I'm actually going to give it a C, which is a poison mushroom, only because logically, when this came out, what happens in World 8-4? It's the hardest level, well, you know, arguably the hardest part of the game. Super Mario 1 gets harder and harder as you go. So logically, it kind of tracks that Super Mario 2 should start out at that sort of level of difficulty and only go from there. But other than that, I do think it's really unfun and unfair, and a lot of the jumps are stupid and annoying. And it's really, really hard to play, but I'm only going to give it the poison mushroom tier because I think it tracks. So moving over to the United States, what we call Super Mario Brothers 2. Kat, where do you sit on this one?
Super Mario USA. Yeah. Better known as Doki Doki yes. Panic.
Yep. Which is an S-tier Doki Doki Panic game, by the way.
Remarkably, I think that Super Mario Brothers 2 is underrated. I think it's a terrific game. And a lot of Mario owes a huge debt to Super Mario Brothers 2, just in the way, for example, how Peach flies in it. It's the first Mario with a playable Peach, which I'm sorry to say was quite a radical concept back in 1988 when this game came out. Has great music. It really changes things up a whole heck of a lot. And I still find it really fun to play to this day. So I think that I'm going to put this one on the B tier, the Bowser tier.
Oh, nice.
Can we just retitle this episode of the podcast, Cat's Right About Everything?
No, it's too late for that, but I think that's an evergreen statement that we all agree on.
Oh, thank you.
We'll see as the episode goes on.
Yeah, call me when Final Fantasy VII, the next one comes out.
I also agree. I was going to put it in the B tier. Like, me and Kat have very similar tastes for the most part when it comes to Mario games. I think this one kind of did the Link's Adventure. It's kind of the Link's Adventure of Zelda, but did it better when changing the formula for Mario. I agree. The music, it just has some bops in there. Just being able to play as Peach and Mario, Luigi, and Toad was the last character, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, like, it was awesome. First playable time you could play as Toad. Like, no longer just, like, chilling in the you know, the house is giving you stuff. Toad is out.
Didn't he have a different name back then?
He might have. I don't remember.
Boysenberry.
He's Boysenberry. But yeah, no, I have very fond memories of playing Super Mario Brothers 2 because I didn't get this one, but my cousin did. And so anytime we went to his place, we were playing Super Mario 2. And it's just such fond memories of it. And it's just, they did a really cool job with it. I really liked all the extra stuff they added to the levels to find. It was the right way to go about a sequel for the original Super Mario.
It gave us Shy Guys and Ba-Bombs and all sorts of cool little Mario ephemera. So I really dig it. Birdo?
Yep.
First Birdo. Clear Legend. Mario character?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
We love Birdo.
Reb, where do you sit?
Yeah,
you
I mean, not to just sound like a broken record, but I think I agree it goes in B. I didn't like it as much as the original Super Mario Brothers. My weird experience playing with it is that I never owned this game, but I played like a Game Boy Advance version, I think, that my friend had. And just like every time I would go to her house, I would like steal her Game Boy Advance and play this game.
Oh yeah, I think it was on one of the collections.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what it was. But I bounced off of it a little bit more than I did the original. I didn't like it as much, but it's weird that I don't like it because I'm not a 2D Mario person. I'm a 3D Mario person. I love the Marios that are more about exploration and poking your head into things and finding secrets and stuff. And that's what this game established. Like the original Super Mario is not about that. I mean, it does have like hidden one-ups and like some secrets, but it is very much more a like speedy kind of platformer, get through the level and survive kind of game. Yep. This is very much more about exploration and finding things and discovering hidden doors and things. And that has become a staple throughout the Mario series that I have loved with all my heart. So maybe this is something I need to go back to and give another chance. But yeah, I think B is fair.
All right, I'm putting you down for B. And this is our first unanimous because I agree. This is a B. Yeah. This is a B tier. When this game came out in 1988, I friggin' hated it. I hated this game so much because it didn't make sense to me that Mario could jump on an enemy and the enemy wouldn't die. You just ride it around. And I hated that. And it wasn't until the re-release, the Super Mario All-Stars, that's that one, re-release, when I gave it another chance. And actually, like, I actually really love Super Mario Brothers 2, even though it is just a reskin of a game that never came out in the United States. But yeah, I love it. And we do have Birdo forever and some awesome bosses, like the sprite work on the bosses. Where's Wart? We haven't seen Wart since Super Mario Brothers 2 in anything. Oh, spoiler, right. That's the final boss.
Is that true? I thought I saw Wart in something. Oh, we saw him in Link's Awakening, didn't we?
Oh, really?
Ooh, yeah, I think he was like a random...
I've never played Link's Awakening, so... And I know...
Wart was a figment of Mario's imagination.
That's true. He was just
dreamed him up. Then,
so Wart came apparently... out of Mario's dream and now can ride a cart.
Wart apparently appeared in Game & Watch The Legend of Zelda in 2021. I don't know what that was about. And then also appeared in Super Mario Maker 2. So even if you
he's on... Yeah,
Wart doesn't have like a canon Mario appearance, but you can put Wart into your own Mario levels if you like.
Okay, sweet. All right. This is an easy one, Kat. Super Mario Brothers 3.
Oh, that's an... Is there a level above S tier?
We call it S plus.
The Mamma Mia tier? Mamma Mia tier.
The S tier is a Mamma Mia, and the S plus is Mamma Mia.
Super Mario Brothers 3 is not just the best Mario 2D Mario game, it is the best NES game and one of the best games ever.
Bold claim.
Here's why I think it's the best NES game. Look at this game came out in, I think, 1988 in Japan. That's 5 years after the release. Compare and contrast a launch Famicom game, like, I don't know, baseball or something, with Super Mario Brothers 3. The leap is astonishing.
Yes.
And the tricks that they pull off with the NES just continue to blow my mind. This is a borderline 16-bit game here.
Yeah.
The level of details in the characters, the sheer scope of it, introducing all of the world maps, the way that they introduced flights so that they could have basically a Z axis in the actual levels to really dramatically improve the exploration. The way that they turned everything into sort of a diorama puppet show, as it were, where you can go behind the scenery to find all kinds of things. We take it for granted, crouching on that white block to run behind the thing because of, I think, the wizard. But that's really cool. What a cool freaking idea. And so much of Mario today owes an enormous, enormous, enormous debt to Super Mario Brothers 3. It's very fun to play to this day. And let me tell you, it's really hard, especially once you get into worlds 5, 6, and 7. Oh my gosh, they really go all out with this one.
Especially if you take a magic whistle and skip a bunch of things just to get to them. And you're like, I have no supplies.
But that's cool.
Yeah.
I love that they included that as sort of an accessibility feature of going like, okay, but seriously, you can get to the end with the cloud and the whistles and the P-wings if you really want to skip these, but they're there. It's like dynamic difficulty.
Yeah.
This game is so ahead of its time. I'm sorry.
It is. So
Super Mario Brothers 3, amazing game.
Jada.
I'm going to spite Kat, I'm gonna give it a wah tier. Just No, I agree. It's definitely S plus. It's in the Mamma Mia tier for me. It's Mario 3 is fantastic. The being able to play multiplayer, to share items and stuff like that, or I think you had your own items. I can't remember. It's been a while since I played it, but like everything's Kat saying, all the flight, the being able to go behind things, the carryover between stages, trying to like line up symbols and stuff like that to get the one ups and stuff like that. Games. Like it's just it did so many things great. Like it added a whole bunch of new powers. We got Tanuki Mario out of this.
Yeah, hell yeah, the best like, one. Well,
yeah,
Mario,
like but... became a like a fan favorite. You got to hop in the little boots. Use
Turbo
the boots
shoe. Yeah.
Like it's just they added dialogue to where you could talk to other people, and like it's just the toad houses, which like we saw all types of stuff like
as Peach trolling Mario. Yeah. I'm sorry, but the princess is another castle. Just kidding. Ha 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 ha.
But yeah, no, I just think everything that Mario 3 set out to do, it accomplished, and accomplished it fantastically. Like it's very hard to find any faults with this game. I love Super Mario 3. It's not my favorite, but I love it.
S plus.
Yeah, we'll put it there.
Reb?
I'm having a hard time with this because I agree with everything you two said. I am personally a bigger Super Mario World fan than I am of Super Mario Brothers 3.
Yeah, you are.
And also a bigger OG Mario fan than I am of Super Mario Brothers 3. But I respect everything that it's doing. So since we're just adding tiers all over the place, I think, I don't know. It's like an A+ for me. I don't know. You just put it in S. Okay. Just put it in S. I think S is fair.
Fair enough. All right. Yeah. I'll also give this an S because it is a fantastic game. It's wonderful in every possible way. Koopa Kids, you get introduced to them, which is like, you know, we take that for granted now that Bowser somehow had 8 children this whole time.
I want to know the lore behind all of this.
Didn't he like adopt them
and have Bowser Jr.? What's going on? Let's IGN investigates.
I thought he adopted all the kids. I thought that was his thing. And then Bowser Jr.
Well, that's kind of sweet.
Is like so, his.
I mean, he's a really good guy. He should really give him a chance.
Direct progeny.
So yeah, it's an S game. It's just absolute. And the hype. I remember being a kid at the time when the hype around this game was just unbelievable.
All they had to do was have a commercial of people chanting Mario, and then going back, pulling back to the planet with the Mario head on it. That's all you.
Yeah,
needed.
I remember that.
All you needed.
That was cool.
That's the last time the world came together.
Yeah, it's true.
So, all right, the next one's a little weird. Super Mario Land for the Game Boy. Kat, where do you put this on the tier list?
I think this is a poison mushroom tier.
Yeah, okay. C-tier for those not
It's a weird game.
It's very weird.
I played through it many times. And first of all, I do actually really like the music. And it sounds pretty great with headphones, especially when you get into the dungeons, which are pyramids for whatever reason. There are shoot 'em up levels in this one. Yeah. There's an alien, Tatanga, that you fight. It looks like a very sized down version of the original Super Mario Brothers. Almost makes me think of a calculator game in some ways. It's there are things that I like about it, but I have really no desire to ever revisit it.
Yeah, fair enough. I like that. So, Jada, how do you feel about Super Mario Land?
Me and Kat just have the same taste. Put me down for the same mushroom tier.
That's fair. Like, that's fair enough.
I feel bad. Like, we're all just like, me and Kat, like, everybody's that's hearing what, just
yeah,
the same thing.
Yeah.
It's like, audience would be like, what, are these the same people? Yes, we kind of are. But yeah. Also,
that's
we're
fine.
Not.
Fine.
But no, I agree. This was like the main Mario game I played. I probably played more of this one than I did the original. Just because I put a lot of time into my Game Boy when I had it. But it was more of because I used to have a lot of car rides and do a lot of travel. So I got to play it more than I was at home. Yeah. So like I have a fondness for it, but it's a very weird and not super great game, but it was still enjoyable enough for, I don't know what, how old was I? 5-6-year-old Jada at this point to play on a regular cadence.
Okay. Fair enough. Reb, where you at?
I was about to say that I didn't play this and therefore was just going to pass my turn. But I just Googled it because I was like, why can't I remember what this game was? And I'm looking at screenshots and I've just gone, oh, I hated this. I remember, like, my memory of this is so fuzzy. So if I'm just like totally inaccurate, I apologize. But like, I remember playing this fairly early on because I had played like the original Super Mario Brothers in after school programs on the NES. I didn't have an NES. I didn't have a home console. And so I saw this and I had a Game Boy and I thought, oh, finally, I'll get to play Mario, because I thought it was going to be OG Mario. It was going to be the Mario that I knew. And then it wasn't. And it doesn't have the same feel. Like, we're looking at it now. Like the blocks are all small. The jumps don't feel the same. The level design doesn't feel as tight in the same way. This is not an exciting game to me. This can go in the WA tier, honestly. I didn't care for this.
Okay.
I bounced off it so hard.
No worries. Everyone's opinion is valid.
I bounced off it so hard I forgot I had ever played it, and I forgot that it existed.
That definitely belongs in the WA.
Yeah, why are the blocks so tiny? Why isn't everything not chunky like it's supposed to be?
Because it was a Game Boy, and the Game Boy was tiny. But yeah. I'm going to also give it a C. I'm going to give it the Poison Mushroom tier, because I remember this was similar to Super Mario. I hated this game when I first played it. I never owned a Game Boy, but my friend did, because he was very spoiled. And he used to like let me play it, and I hated it because it was not only was it really hard, but playing it on a Game Boy screen, a first gen screen,
oh yeah, sucked.
Less than ideal. It was so smeary and impossible to see. However, playing it more recently on modern like emulation, you know, like I think this is on Nintendo Switch Online, right? Or am I misremembering? Well, whatever.
I think it did come to that. Yeah,
yeah. I've played it more recently, and I think it's okay.
Hi, we're Visible. We're the wireless company with nothing to hide. Seriously. Hidden fees? We don't have them. Annual contracts? Not our thing. Great wireless on just one line? Now that's more like it. Get unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon for just $25 a month. Taxes and fees included. That's right, $25 a month, every month. Sorry, hidden fees. We're just not that into you. Sometimes the choice is just Visible. Switch today at Visible.com. Rate with service on the Visible plan. For additional terms and network management practices, see Visible.com.
This year, I decided I actually wanted to like follow hockey a little bit more than just the most casual of casuals. So I subscribed to a service that streams all of the NHL to your television. The Boston Bruins home opener, I went to watch it and boom, blackout restrictions apply, which I thought was kind of ridiculous because I'm still 200 miles away from Boston. But whatever, had I had NordVPN, that wouldn't have been a problem. I would have just gone in, changed my settings to another geographic area, and boom, I could have been watching all the Boston Bruins home games like it was nothing at all. So now I have NordVPN, and I can watch the home games of my local teams streaming without being frustrated. It's the same thing with like Netflix. It has all these complicated licensing rules, which from one country to another don't really make sense. So something you could watch on South Korean Netflix, you won't be able to watch on the United States Netflix unless NordVPN, boom, switch to South Korea, and you're watching whatever Korean drama that you want. I highly recommend you do that. I haven't done it myself, but people seem to enjoy them. And who am I to try to bring down people's enjoyment? NordVPN, more than just entertainment and sports availability, it's going to protect you, especially when you're traveling, when you're using public Wi-Fi. People are trying to get in there. They're creeping on you. Bad actors, people trying to steal your password, your bank account details. Who knows what the government's doing these days? I can't keep track. They're all over the damn place. NordVPN. It's going to protect you. It's going to protect up to 6 devices, because I know you have at least that many devices in front of you right now that can hook up to the internet. Boom. Fastest VPN in the world. You're not going to get any buffering. You're not going to get any lagging. It's going to stop your ISP from bandwidth throttling, which they do. That's kind of sneaky, especially how much you're paying those guys. There's threat protection to protect you from viruses and malicious malware and whatever else. Unsavory actors are out there. If you want to get the best discount off your NordVPN plan, go to nordvpn.com/NintendoVC. That's nordvpn.com/NintendoVC. Victor Charlie. That link is also going to give you 4 extra months on the 2-year plan. There is no risk with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. That's nice of them, and I appreciate that. Now, let's go. We're going to hit this one next. Super Mario World. Cat, where does it sit?
Oh, I mean, it's an S tier game, of course.
All right. Easy enough.
Super Mario World's one of my faves. I love playing it. Here's my only beef with Super Mario World is that it gets a little repetitive visually at a certain point. Super Mario World famously was made under a bit of a time crunch, and Miyamoto himself wasn't that satisfied with it ultimately when it originally came out. But I think it's grown in esteem over the years, mostly because of the multiple exits and things like that. Of course, it gave us Yoshi. Gotta love that.
Yoshi!
And it has those wonderful 16-bit graphics and that wonderful 16-bit music that admittedly does get a little repetitive after time. It gave us ghost houses.
Yeah!
Very, very cool with the giant boos. I've played through Super Mario World, honestly, more times than I can count. I love unlocking things like the Star Road and whatnot. Of course, huge, huge respect for this game. It's a delight to play even today.
Wonderful game. Where do you sit, Jada?
S plus, baby. This is my number one Mario game. I love Super Mario World. Cat took away all of my talking points that I wanted to talk about, but it's okay. I love Cat, and she's an industry legend for
a
reason.
I love you too, Jada.
Because she knows everything about Mario for the ones that she loves. But yeah, no, ghost houses, Yoshi, the extra exits. We got the little footballer enemies. I forget what they're called right now off the top of my head.
Charging baseballs.
Yeah. Like, yeah, throw baseballs. It was, didn't make any sense, but it was great. You know, this is where, you know, the term, you know, like Yoshi jumping or Yoshi hopping came from, like where you just, you know, you sacrifice your Yoshi. Sorry, Yoshi. Yeah. I love you. But, you know, there's, I'll just go get another
hundreds
egg.
More of you.
Yeah. You also got different colored Yoshis that did different things. You got the red one that breathed fire. You got the yellow one that could fly. You got the blue one that, what was the blue one? Stomp? Or no, yellow was stomp and blue was fly. I think I'm trying to remember now. It's been a while since I played it, but man, I freaking
blue flies,
love blue
yellow
flies.
Stomps, red, yep, is fire.
Red is fire. There we go.
Yep.
But yeah, I love Super Mario World. I've rebought this so many dang times. I played it on Game Boy Advance and it was just as fantastic replaying it on the Game Boy Advance when it re-released as it was when I played it on the Super Nintendo. Despite not having a Super Nintendo, this is another one of those ones where I played at my cousin's house every chance I got. And I was just like, okay, I remember where all the extra exits are. I remember where all the hidden things are. I remember which door I need to go through in this Boo house because there's so many different doors and they lead to different confusing
places. Sacrificing Yoshi to get to that exit, that secret exit.
Exactly.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
it's just,
that was, you had to do that. That's
the ultimate betrayal.
They had the, you know, they added a bunch of new power ups to this one with the cape where you could, you know, and then you could like inhale. You get that one where you get all fat and you could just kind of float or whatnot around through the stages. Like, it was great. I freaking love Super Mario World. I cannot say enough good things about this game.
All right. S plus, Reb.
Every time, by the time you get to me, it's all been taken. So
maybe we should start with Reb next time.
You I'm actually stretching. Should, because the next one on the list is 6 golden coins, and I've ever played that. So don't do that. Okay. Yeah, S tier. I'm refusing to acknowledge S plus because it's too many tiers. But certainly S tier for me. The one thing that I will add on top of every wonderful thing deservedly that has already been said about this game is my hot take is that Mario aesthetic peaked with Super Mario World. I love the art style of this game so much. I think Mario was at his cutest and best in Super Mario World, both in like the concept art and kind of the promotional art, but then also in the game itself. I think once we hit New Super Mario Brothers, I didn't really care for the art style as much anymore. It was like a little too shiny, a little too three-dimensional. And before that, it was a little, it was older style, so we weren't quite there yet. But this is just my favorite Mario aesthetic in the whole world. I love the look of that whole game. And I, again, like echoing everything Kat and Jada said, I think Super Mario World has some of my favorite level design. And I think if the original Super Mario Brothers kind of set a standard for what Mario functionally is, Super Mario World set a standard for what Mario level design was going to be for the next, like, I don't know however many years it was, but however many years it's been since Super Mario World, playing through Super Mario World now and revisiting it feels like the sensibility and the kinds of levels that you're playing through are the kinds of levels that you're playing through now in terms of like how you find secrets and how you go in and out of rooms and up and down and around and how you use things that you find to unlock other things. Like the visual language is very familiar in a way that it more closely mirrors present day. And so I feel like it's had a lot of sort of subtle influence. Also, I had so much trouble learning how to use the cape. I did not understand the cape for the longest time.
To this day, I don't. The cape is a bit of a struggle for me.
When it finally clicked, though, and I was like, oh, this is how you do it. That felt so good.
Basically, so good. Whole level.
Just float through the whole level and then thunder crash down onto people. Yep. Just slam down. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, this one's an easy S tier for me as well. I'm just going to say one quick thing that was weird. When Super Mario Brothers 3 came out and Mario's flying power was he became a raccoon, I was like, that doesn't make any sense. But when in Super Mario World you get a cape, I was like, well, that makes sense. But for some reason, I liked it less because it was more
obvious. Little more boring.
Yeah, I mean, but I guess it's also like he gets a feather, which
but it flutters.
Cape and not wings, but.
It flutters in the background. That was a cool 16-bit touch. This was a gorgeous game in 1991.
So Beat pretty. Rainbow it's still Road. Pretty, I think. I think
Beat
it's
Rainbow Road, and all of a sudden it's now, Halloween too. In the game for some reason. So that, I always love the palette.
Mm-hmm. I love how everyone's kind of got like chubby little cheeks a little bit. Yeah, it's just so nice.
It's maybe the most cartoony of the Mario games. Let's hit Super Mario Land 2-6 Golden Coins. Kat,
it's the game that gave us Wario.
Wario!
It was a huge improvement on Super Mario Land. The platforming still feels a little weird, but visually it's one of the best looking original Game Boy games that has the world map. I actually prefer Mario Land 3, Wario Land to this one.
I love Wario Land.
I think it's a solid Bowser tier Mario game.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Jada, where are you at?
I'm also in the Bowser tier. This is another one of those Game Boy games I put a lot of time into, and it was I was so happy when I got 6 golden coins so I didn't have to play Super Mario Land 1 anymore. Like, it was an upgrade in every way for a handheld Mario. So I was very happy to be able to play that one on car rides.
A properly evil Wario, not just a silly Wario as well.
So what is that for you then?
B as well. Bowser.
B, okay. Reb.
Well, I didn't play this, so I'm gonna abstain. I believe my memory of not playing this is because I hated Super Mario Land and I was not.
It's on
optimistic.
Switch now. You can play it if you want.
Well, I didn't have access to the internet at the time or any other. I didn't have access to a community of people who could tell me, hey, actually, this is a lot better than Super Mario Land. So I just sort of skipped it. But I had forgotten that Wario made his appearance in here. And as a huge Wario fan, I love Wario Land. I love WarioWare. Thank you for Wario. Thank you for my man.
Thank you for Wario. So I'm going to asterisk by your name. I'm also going to asterisk by my vote because I never played this either.
What?
So yeah, I know it's weird, but I just never have it. I don't know why. No, I might have started it a couple times and never actually played it, but now here's a question. Does Wario Land count as an official core 2D Mario game?
Well, you put it on this list. You put Wario Land, Super Mario Land 3, and that's...
It's
complicated because it is technically Super Mario Land 3, but then does that mean that Wario Land, the subsequent games, are on
this
list?
I think this one counts because it still has some of the traditional mechanics. Like, for example, Wario can be small, whereas later Wario games start getting much more into puzzle platformer territory.
Mm.
This one was... I really loved Wario Land, actually. I loved finding all of the treasures. Visually, it was really rich. I loved the world maps and everything. I liked the way that they brought Wario to life and made him different from Mario in that he would charge at enemies instead of being kind of light on his feet. And Wario Land, I've always meant to get back to it. I've finished it a few times in my life, but it's been many, many, many years at this point. But There's a reason that Wario is such a core character. He's so well realized, and this is the game that really brought him to life. It's Mario Land 3.
So what do you give it for a score, a rank?
Oh, I think it's still a Bowser tier. It's right Bowser there tier. With Super Mario Land 2, I think.
All right. Jada, what about you?
I think this is the first time me and Kat are going to disagree. I'm going to go Poison Mushroom. I think it was very good. I think it was a little bit of a shell shock for me because I was like, oh, who is this? Like, I vaguely knew like Wario after Super Mario 6 Golden Coins, but also I was super young and he looked different here. So it was like, I was like, who is this not so cute looking character that I'm used to in my Mario games? And it was fine. It added some cool mechanics and stuff like that. But it's one of those ones where I was like, I never finished and I never had the interest to go back and finish it. So,
yeah, sure. Fair enough. Reb.
I only played a little bit of this. My impression of it was that I don't know. I put it in C, Poison Mushroom or whatever we're doing there. I think it's an okay game, but it was still trying to figure out its identity as to whether it wanted to be a Wario game or a Mario game, and it hadn't quite gotten there yet. I do think the Wario Land series eventually got there. Wario Land 4 is one of my favorite games ever, but it took its time, and that's okay.
All right. We are, we're going to have to pretty much rapid fire through the next ones because we are short on time for this short episode. So, Kat, new Super Mario Brothers. Nintendo DS.
Oh, are we skipping Mario World 2? Yoshi's Island?
Also Mario 64?
Mario 64 doesn't count because it's not 2D. We're only doing 2D.
We're only doing 2D. That's right.
I only mentioned Mario World.
Yoshi's Island. Yeah, let's hit Yoshi's Island real quick because I forgot about that.
Oh my gosh, I want to get to the games I've actually played.
Yoshi's Island. Reb, if you're going to play one...
Wait, I did play this. This is the one with all the fuzzy guys.
Yeah, you said that the series aesthetically peaked with Mario World. No, this is where the series aesthetically peaked.
You're right.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. It is the absolute height of the Super Nintendo's like palette. It's incredible what they did with this game and what they did with the enemies and everything. Of course, they brought Yoshi fully to life with this game. They gave us Baby Mario, which is actually pretty cute. And very, very, very clever game. And I think the fact that the later Yoshi's Island games didn't really measure up to this game shows just how masterfully well done it was.
Okay. Where does it sit?
Oh, it's an S tier easily.
S tier. All right. Jada.
I have to abstain. I didn't actually play this one.
That's fine.
This is one of those ones I skipped.
You two got to play it. Just play it. Seriously.
Reb, so you are also abstaining?
No, I did play this. Oh. I forgot. This is insane, but I forgot that it was Yoshi. I get Yoshi's Island and Yoshi's Cookies names mixed up in my head.
Oh,
because I know it's not the same game. I did play this. I freaking love Yoshi's Island. I only played it like one time. I played it years after it came out. It was like, oh, this holds up. This is Yoshi's cute. S tier.
S tier. Okay, and I'm going to give it a C tier. I don't like this game.
What?
Whoa.
Yep, sorry.
You
Look,
hate babies? Okay.
Yes, I hate babies.
I didn't care for any of the future Yoshi Island that when they did multiple ones on the Game Boy Advance. I didn't care for any of those.
Yeah, I don't hate it.
It's because they weren't as good.
Like it doesn't appeal to me. Maybe if I had played it at the time, it would have been like, whoa. But I think by then I'd moved on to PlayStation and I was like, 2D graphics are for nerds. I'm a cool gamer now. Anyway,
Big
Super Mario Brothers, Nintendo DS.
Big Mareep and I are over here judging you from the studio.
Well, I'm sorry. Mareep will have to judge me another time because we have like literally 10 minutes and we have several more games to get through. Kat, what we got? New Super Mario Brothers, Nintendo DS. Rapid fire.
Poison Mushroom.
Poison Mushroom. Wow. Okay.
It wasn't good. I didn't like it.
This is a little Jade.
Teeny Tiny Mario was kind of fun, but going through an entire level as Teeny Tiny Mario was actually pretty tedious. And I think the single best thing about it is that you literally murder Bowser in the beginning and then Bowser Jr. resurrects his bones into zombie Bowser or something.
Pretty cool.
Looked pretty cool on the Nintendo DS, but it also has a most annoying Mario theme of all time in it.
All right. All right, Jada.
I'm putting in the Bowser tier.
Nice.
We get that, like, you know, Kat said that as skeleton Bowser, whatever, dry Bowser, I guess technically is what he's called now. I actually like the theme music. I thought the music was fine. We also got Blue Shell ability, so
that's true.
Yep.
Nice. Reb.
No, Poison Mushroom tier. This was not a fun game.
Ooh, I'm going to give it a B I think it's a very fun game, and I like it a lot, but I don't think it does anything particularly interesting or new. New Super Mario Brothers Wii Cat.
I think this is a B. I think it's the best of the New Super Mario Brothers games. Gave us co-op, and it has much better level design overall than New Super Mario Brothers for the Nintendo DS.
Okay. Jada.
No Peach, though.
Ooh. Oh, interesting.
I also give this one the B. All the points Kat said, I think it took the bones of Super Mario Brothers on the DS and just improved and made it better for what we were like. That was kind of the rough draft, and this is the final bones? Draft.
Throws it in the pot, resurrects it.
Yep, there you go.
Yep.
Okay, Rev.
I'm giving this a C. I don't like a lot of the 2D Marios that we've had in the last, like, decade or however long. Like basically once we hit the Wii, I haven't been a super super big fan of them. I do like this one better. I think it is better than the first New Super Mario Brothers. And I'm torn between B and C on this one because I did enjoy the co-op while I was in this was a dorm room co-op game for me. We played this a lot in college. But the reason why I enjoyed it so much is because we all got drunk and like threw each other into lava and did a bunch of things to annoy each other that gameplay wise were terrible for actually finishing levels. But were funny when you were a little drunk. So between C and B somewhere, I don't know. I didn't like this.
Okay, I would give it like a B plus just because I had a lot of fun playing it with my family. But that is not an option that we have. New Super Mario Brothers 2, which was, I believe, for the 3DS. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes, it was. Yes. Mm-hmm. That's a Wah tier, I think.
Wah tier. Yikes. Jada, where are you at?
I think I'm going to give this one a C tier. I liked a lot of new things, but didn't do enough new stuff to keep me coming back for more. I was really expecting a bigger jump.
It's very gimmicky.
I'm throwing this in C tier with everything else from this era. All these games blend together. I have played them all. I could not tell you the difference between any of them. I vaguely remember playing this and thinking, it felt like playing the Wii games, but on my 3DS, and I was not excited by it.
My kids had it. They loved it. I never played it once, so I had an asterisk myself. Yeah. Here we go, Super Mario Brothers U.
All right, here we go.
Kat, where are you at?
I don't know. I guess B. It's better than a lot of the new Super Mario Brothers games. Probably about the same as New Super Mario Brothers Wii. I think it's fine. It's not amazing.
So it's a Bowser tier?
Yeah, probably Bowser tier.
Okay. Jada.
I give this one an A. I put this in the Luigi tier. This is like probably the one the most modern one that I've enjoyed the most.
Okay.
I think that makes sense.
I have an idea. I have a feeling I know what you're about to say.
I don't know if it's a C or a B for me. It literally blends together with everything from New Super Mario Brothers to here. Like, this was kind of the cutoff point where I was like, yeah, these games are all the same. I did play this one more recently than the others, though. And because this is the one that I played this when it was on the Wii U, but then I replayed. This is the same one that came out with the Bowser's Fury, right? Yeah. I remember.
That's 3D World.
3D.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
No, this is the one they did, like, Super Luigi U.
Oh, that's right. The Luigi one. Oh, my God. Yep. I mean, you see, they all blend together. I can't. They're all the same game. God, people are going to destroy me in the comments for not remembering the differences between any of these games. I played them all, and they just, none of them stood out.
There's nothing wrong
with it. They were all just Mario. It's a bunch of Mario.
It's a lot of Mario.
C, B, C point B, B point C.
B point C? B point C. I'm going to give it an A because I thought it was really fun and good.
Who was even in this?
One of the better of the Wii U games, and probably the fact that they had Luigi U was a really neat thing that they did, and I like that a lot.
The Luigi thing was funny.
There's three more 2D Mario games. There's Super Mario Maker, Super Mario Run, and Super Mario Maker 2.
Yeah.
Do you want to rank those real quick? We do.
S, Poison Mushroom, and S. Done.
Oh.
Mario Maker 2 is A.
Mario Maker 2 is A.
They added a bunch
Mario
of
Mario Maker's an all-timer. Mario Maker 2 didn't quite measure up.
The online support was embarrassing.
Yes. It also changed the mechanics in certain ways that the creators were not extremely fond of.
Kat, could you rank them all, please? Right down.
Mario Maker is S. Super Mario Run is Wah. And Super Mario Maker 2 is A. That's my opinion.
Once again, Kat and I align. Same thing.
S.
S-Y-A.
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 Reb.
I am going to go to bat for Mario Maker 2. I agree with Kat's points, but I actually do think that a lot of the new features they added were really freaking good. So S-Y-S for me.
Did they ever add the final skin? Is that just like a perpetual empty slot forever?
Don't think they did.
No.
Yeah, I'm gonna give both Mario Makers an S.
That's fair.
I do like the second one more, but I do think that the first one is just because you had a touchpad with a stylus, it's just easier to work with.
The best usage of the Wii's gamepad by far.
They ported the original Super Mario Maker to Switch and then added new features and done like free updates. That's what they should have done. But
they should have done.
And whatever.
But they didn't. Wow. We spent 50 minutes making the definitive tier list. And this one's official. And Nintendo will be adopting this into Nintendo canon. So this is... And for those of you out there who are like, wait a minute, blah, blah. Like we said, this is only 2D mainline Mario games. We have about 2 minutes left. Reb, can you in 1 minute talk about InStars and Time?
Oh my God, I wish I had more time for this. I'll talk about it more on a future episode. We were going to have a Miiverse segment. I was going to talk about this indie game I've been playing called InStars and Time. It comes out November 20th. They just announced that. It is freaking incredible, people. Undertale lovers, RPG lovers, get on this train. It's about this RPG party. It takes place in the final moments of their journey. They are at the final town before the final boss. They are preparing to go into the final dungeon. And the main character, through a series of events, discovers that he is looping. He's in a time loop. And at first, he starts using that time loop to make sure that he guides them through the dungeon safely and gets them to the final boss. And then you fight the final boss. And then you defeat the final boss. And in true Reb game fashion, the game is suddenly not about what you thought it was about. It is freaking incredible. I love it with all my heart. I finished it last night because I have an early copy. And I'm not going to spoil anything, but I was up until 12:30 because I couldn't put this game down. I'm not normally a night person, and I was just bawling my eyes out. It's really
looks
good.
Great.
Play this game.
This game looks so good.
The art is good. The writing is, it's so good. And it just it does a really good job of unsettling you and making you super duper curious about what's really going on under everything else.
Hey, I've got a name for this segment: a Reb Wreck.
Oh yeah, I like that. A Reb Wreck, that is it. What was the name of that game that you just wrecked, Reb?
InStars and Time.
That's coming to Nintendo Switch. Speaking of time, that is all the time we have. I want to apologize to everyone who wrote in about their favorite Mario games, because there's some like really good ones here, but unfortunately, time being what it is and meetings being where they are, we had to cut this episode.
Did anybody pick Lost Levels or New Super Mario Brothers?
I was Alex picked Super Mario Sunshine.
Shout out to Alex, objectively correct.
Like, Rev is going to be stoked on that one, but unfortunately, we don't have time for it.
Sorry, Alex.
I've lost my train of thought now. If you're watching us on YouTube, please leave us a like and a nice comment. It helps raise our visibility. If you're listening to us on a podcast platform, please leave us a review that does the same thing. I want to thank Kat, Jada, and Reb. I want to thank Red on the ones and twos. Most of all, I want to thank you, the Super Nintendos, for listening to this week's episode. And don't forget, NVC is the only podcast where you can
get the thing.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts, with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz, and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.